My name is Katie Borchetta. I am 14 years old. Today is November 26th, and I am speaking with Pam Borchetta, who is my mother. We are recording this interview in Wiley, Texas. Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about your childhood? What were you like as a child?
Well, I was a little bit introverted, mostly because I grew up with in a family of four, my mother, father, and older sister. And we moved, my father worked for General Motors overseas, and you know, every 2 years or so we would move to a new location and have to make new friends. So we were a very tight-knit family growing up, kind of a love-hate relationship though, but we were very close. And like I said, and I was a bit reserved and shy growing up, as I was always having to start over and make new friends and sort of start to plant roots when we'd start moving again.
Okay, and what would you say was your favorite place to live?
My favorite place to live would have to be New Zealand. It was it's a beautiful country, beautiful weather, very nice people, very laid back environment, with a lot of variety on the island. So yeah, that would be my favorite.
Okay, what is your favorite memory of me?
Oh, so many favorite memories. Well, my favorite memory of you would still have to be the day that you were born. You were due on February 7th, and you went to the hospital several days prior to that, but you refused to come until February 7th. And the moment you were born, they handed you to us, and your father and I fell in love with you instantly. So mm-hmm. that's probably my favorite memory.
Okay. Can you tell me about one of the most difficult moments in your life?
The loss of my mother was probably the hardest thing that I've dealt with. My mother and I were very close once I graduated college, and her and I became good friends and spoke regularly, and she was generally a good person, and I lost her way too early to cancer, and so that was hard to get over. So mm-hmm. I still miss her every day.
Okay. Can you tell me about some people that have had the biggest influence in your life?
I've had your father has made a huge influence. My parents, they taught me morals and values, which I carry today. Your father's taught me how to love and collaborate and be a partner. I've been very fortunate to have employers and bosses over the years that have mentored me. And I've had some great teachers in my life as well. And you and your brother every day teach me new things as well. So I've been very fortunate.
Okay. What advice would you give to your teenage self?
Well, that's easy. I would say listen to your mother. All teenagers, no matter what generation you're in, think that they know everything. And, you know, life is about experience. So all people go through similar experiences. And I think it's wise for young people to really listen to their parents, because they have the same experiences. Although they may not know the technology that y'all know today, the experiences are the same, and they've been through it and they understand it. So like I said, I think they're worthwhile talking to and listening to.
Okay. Are there any positive moments or memories from your life that you think shaped you today?
Well, honestly, I'm going to go back to your birth, because I was very work-oriented and career-oriented and very fast, always driven mm-hmm. to be working, and I moved quickly, and you know, once you were born, you know, family just became more important than those things, and you know, life and stress and all of that kind of took a back seat for me. So that I would say would be the turning point.
Okay, and then you think, are there any negative events that have happened that have shaped you?
Really, it's probably so many. I hate to sort of say 9/11, but I was a world traveler. I grew up overseas. 9/11 was a horrific event that happened in our lifetime, and it just sort of changed my perspective of the world and travel and I'm not I'm just more fearful about, you know, where this world is headed. So that probably would be the mm-hmm. biggest negative.
Okay, so can you tell me one of your happiest memories?
Well, your father, meeting your father. I worked with your father, so I knew him prior to. But once we started dating, and the day he asked me to marry him was probably one of my happiest memories.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember how he did it?
I do. He had a plan, but he couldn't wait. And I came home for lunch, and he made me lunch and asked me to marry him.
Can you tell me about the dumbest thing you think you ever did in your life?
Oh, so many dumb things. I didn't listen to my mother. No, seriously, we all do so many dumb things. Again, use your head. I don't really regret anything, though. That's the only thing. You know, when I first went to college, I kind of was overwhelmed with the social environment, and I socialized more than I studied. So I was asked to leave college. So that was probably the dumbest thing that I could think of that I've done.
Uh-huh. How would you like to be remembered?
I don't know. I'd like to be remembered as someone who loved and cared for her family and friends and was there when people needed her. Nothing complicated.
Okay, so I think you said this earlier, but you said you didn't have any regrets.
No, I really, like I said, even though the college thing was a dumb thing for me, you know, it set me on a path. And the path mm-hmm. that I've ended up with is, you know, and again, I've done lots of things. I as a younger person, went down bad roads, but thank God nothing bad ever happened, or I was able to regroup and, you know, change direction. Mm-hmm. But like I said, I can't change what's happened, because then I don't know that I would be the person that I am today. So I really live every day on the foundation of what's already happened. So yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then can you tell me some of the most important lessons that you've learned from life?
Time is precious. Live every day as if it was your last is a common saying, but it's important. Time goes quickly, and when you're young, you don't realize that. So I think that's critical to really always enjoy the moment, because life goes by quickly. And sometimes bad things happen, too. So you never know what's in the cards. So, like I said, really be loving, you know, enjoy your life, enjoy every moment of your life, and be good to, you know, the ones you love.
Okay. Do you have anything else you'd like to add?
No. It's been a pleasure being your mother.
Mm-hmm.
And hoped to continue to grow our relationship over the years.
Okay. Thank you for the interview.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye. I don't know what to say at the end. I think I missed a question.
You,
but
thanks for talking.
That's what
with
I meant.
Me, that kind of stuff, yeah.
You will not be.